you cannot do transportation without technology. It's going to become more integral into every piece that you do. It's, we are transportation, and here's how we're going to use technology to do transportation.
Yeah.
Welcome to The Rollins Way, the podcast that redefines consulting with a purpose-driven focus on delivering exceptional value. Join us as we explore the principles, people, and projects shaping the future of infrastructure management. This is where innovation meets purpose, and every conversation delivers insights to inspire. Let's dive in.
Welcome to the Rollins Way podcast, where we explore powerful insights from today's most innovative leaders. I'm your host, Dr. James Bryant, and I'm thrilled to welcome our distinguished guest, Ms. April Blackburn. April is a strategic and mission-driven executive with over 35 years of experience in transportation and technology. Her career uniquely spans both the private industry and the public sector, including more than 7 years in senior leadership roles with the Florida Department of Transportation as the Chief Technology Officer, Chief of Transportation Technology, and even serving as the Interim Secretary of Finance and Administration. April has been at the forefront of modernizing legacy systems and transforming agency operations. What makes April's perspective so valuable is her relentless focus on collaboration, customer satisfaction, and strategic alignment in everything she does. She's passionate about building inclusive teams and leveraging emerging technologies to serve the public good. So today we're going to dive into April's journey, some of the challenges that she's faced, and her advice to state DOT CIOs. April, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, James. I'm happy to be here. Excited to have this conversation.
I've talked a little bit about your background, but can you just elaborate on that for the listening audience?
Sure. As you mentioned, my public sector career started a long time ago. It was one of the cases with Take Your Daughter to Work Day, and I never left. Second generation with the Florida Department of Transportation, came in the legislative programs office, but quickly moved into my area of passion, which was information technology. I did every role in information technology, from software and hardware support, eventually making my way to chief information officer, which was amazing. Then I kind of went, ooh, I met my career goal. Now what? I had a great supervisor. He said, well, that's easy, gal. You just set a new goal. So I got to do that and then really got to have fun at a strategic and innovation level by creating with the Florida Department of Transportation, the Office of Transportation Technology, where we really said, you know what, technology is not just support anymore. It is a strategy, and it is how you differentiate and get that value add and really change the game. And that was exciting. After I retired from the Florida Department of Transportation, joined the private sector, got to do fun things like work in a technology company, creating their transportation area of expertise. So bringing the two worlds I love together. And then now here with Rollins, I get to do that same thing across the country. I get to talk to technology leaders and transportation leaders about how to achieve their goals, their strategy, what they want to do, need to do. And I get to help brainstorm how we use tools and technology and people to make that happen.
Thank you for sharing that. What are some of the issues that the state DOTs are facing from an information technology perspective?
So like any industry, resources are always tight and limited. Executives and the functional offices really turn to technology to make that difference, right? If I'm struggling with workforce, if I'm struggling with financial resources, is there a technology to help me do things better, faster, cheaper? The technology group also has limited resources. So you've got to find a way to balance all that need with a finite amount of resources, staying current with all the different technology options that there are, but also knowing that these technology leaders inside a DOT are still dealing with older technology from 20, 30, sometimes 40 years old and 40 years ago. That balance, that's a tough assignment for folks. So trying to modernize and at the same time, stay current and ahead of the game is a constant battle and a constant struggle.
You mentioned something that I want to circle back to, and that is technology as a strategy. So let's talk about that a little bit more, because I don't want people to miss the shift that has when you view it that way.
Sure. So traditionally, if I said I was in IT, you would probably picture me coming in to help you when your email didn't work, your printer's broken, you got the blue screen of death on your laptop. It is that support. And that is critical because you need all those things just to function in today's world. But IT as a strategy is, what is our priority as an agency? We need to deliver projects faster. How can technology help us achieve that goal? Is there ways that we can streamline our processes with systems, with technology? Is there data that we could be pulling to gain insights, to see trends, to anticipate issues that could help us avoid those issues, plan for them, streamlining that process to get the projects out? That's still a huge part of information technology. But when I say technology is a strategy, it is, how do we take all of the opportunities that are in different technologies and apply them to helping us meet whatever our mission is, what we're trying to do with technology, not saying, ooh, look, here's a new shiny thing. Can we use this? I have a solution looking for a problem. And to me, that is that difference. That's really listening to what we're trying to accomplish and then bringing everything I know about what exists in the technology world to help us achieve that.
So April, I would like for you to discuss the shift from operational IT to enterprise level leadership.
Sure. So that means for a technical professional that is in a leadership, you're not leading just from the technical. You're not coming in and talking about bits and bytes. I advise CIOs and technology leaders, if you walk into the executive conference room and you say blade server or RAID array, you've already lost your audience. You can shut the ears down of everybody in there. You need to talk in terms that everybody else is talking in. What are we trying to accomplish? How do we meet our priorities and goals? What are we doing to ensure that we don't have this risk or we mitigate that risk? How are we making sure we're not down or going over? You talk in business terms, right? You bring what your expertise is, technology, systems thinking, to the business problem you're trying to solve. You don't come in and start talking about the nuts and bolts of how their laptops are set up and how predictive analytics works in the algorithms of AI. That is not helpful in that situation.
It's like you have to learn how to package the information that you want to deliver in a way that the people you're working with can do something with it. If you use internal technical jargon, it will not resonate with those other folks.
Absolutely. I think one of the best skills a technology leader can have is that role of interpreter, because you need to be able to talk technology. You need to understand that technical jargon, be able to explain the need, where we're going, how we're doing from a strategic technical perspective. But you also need to be able to translate that over to folks who are helping decide what the budget for the agency is and how much are we going to invest in technology and why would I take money out of roads and bridges and put into technology? That just sounds like you're taking money away from our core mission. So you have to be able to explain, well, yes, I'm helping us meet our core mission. And to meet that, we need this technology. I doubt you want to do this with a piece of paper and a pencil anymore. And so being able to translate that from technology to business, but also from business to technology, is a huge asset for a technology leader, because you live in that intersection of both of those.
Yeah, it reminds me of your concept of technology as a strategy. Now it's not just a thing, but it's an integral strategy that DOTs can use to help accomplish their mission, vision, and goals.
Yeah, if you think about it, you cannot do transportation without technology. That doesn't exist anymore, and it's not going to go away. It's going to become more and more integral into every piece that you do. So if you think of it separately, like this is technology and this is transportation, you're creating silos that don't need to be there. It's we are transportation, and here's how we're going to use technology to do transportation.
Yeah.
And it sounds like just a wordsmith game. It's not. It's a huge mindset shift that really has to happen. When you try to keep technology in that little bucket, you're limiting all the benefit that you could have from that. And that would be a shame.
Now I want to shift topics a little bit to something that I believe a lot of people in our field are thinking about, they're hearing about. A few years ago, ChatGPT came up on the scene. You had these large language models. Everybody's talking about AI, chatbots, agents. So what's your take on AI and what CIOs are thinking through right now?
Right. So this, to me, is the perfect example of everything we've talked about, that intersection of technology and business, because it can do a lot. But it's one of those things where just because you can do it, should you do it, right? So again, AI, just, you know, huge, huge improvements to how we work, streamlining, being able to process large amounts of data, create insights, you know, help from a productivity, all of those good business things that you want, right? Every pitch you've ever done for a project, it'll help us be more efficient, more productive. We'll be able to get more done with less. Now, technology side, where's my data? Who has access to my data? Should people be able to see this? Is somebody else looking at this? Are we okay with it going into this black box and coming out and not really knowing what it did in there? You have to worry about all those things. You have to protect that data, both how it goes into the algorithms, how it comes out, how it's used, how transparent you are in the use of that technology. So you've got to take care of all of that. It shouldn't stop anybody from applying it. It is another tool, a great tool. But again, what are we trying to accomplish as the transportation agency? What is it that we're trying to do? Where are our problems, or where is that goal we're trying to reach? Can AI help me do that better, faster, cheaper?
Yeah.
If the answer is yes, let's go for it. Let's figure out how we bring it in, how we work it into our architecture, how we bring it into our business processes. AI, for the sake of saying, hey, we're doing AI, provides no business value. Yes, we use AI in our agency, but what are we using it for? And are we being strategic in how we do that? And then are we protecting ourselves, right? Because we have to make sure there's a lot of unknowns. We got to set some policies. Well, the reason you do that part is because you don't want to be on the other side of an issue or an error going, did nobody think to look for this or back this up or verify this? So you have to take care of it from that technical aspect, but absolutely you should be looking at ways to apply that to meet your priorities and your goals, because it is a great tool in your toolbox.
Okay. What are some practical examples of how Rollins helps agencies align technology with mission?
Okay. Talking to technology leaders, we help them work with their strategic plans. What is your strategy for your technology stack for your agency? How do you handle all those things like we talked about earlier, from 40-year-old technology to generative AI and new policies? What does that look like and how are you handling that? Working with the technology leaders for their strategic plans, then how are you going to implement that? Where is your workforce? Are you ready for that? How do we need to adjust? Working with leadership on the business side is having those same discussions. What is it we're trying to accomplish? What are our priorities? How do we help you with that strategy? How are you using technology to help you do that and bring it in? So it really is looking at whomever we're working with, whether that's at the secretary commissioner level, what are you trying to achieve for your agency and what are all the things you should consider from a business to a technology perspective, or if we're working with technology leaders or specific functional leaders, it's the same thing. What is your agency's priorities to make sure your agency meets their priorities and mission going forward? Mm-hmm. A huge piece that is all through the whole agency is workforce. But everybody's role is changing. And we need to be thinking about that from a workforce perspective. Is the positions and the skill sets that we use today the same that we'll need tomorrow? If we need different or additional skills, what are we doing to help our workforce get from where they are today to where we need them to be in the future? And so really thinking about those holistically and that systems thinking to me is one of the areas, and I advise technology leaders all the time, this is how you look at the world already, is as a system. This is where you can really help your agency, is because you need to look at it as a system. It is no longer five distinct functions and you just throw it over the fence to the next part. Everyone needs to understand how it all works together. And workforce is a really good example of that. We need to understand where we're trying to go so that we can put the things in place so we can be there and ready when we arrive.
One of the suggestions for technology leaders is to be able to look at things as a system. Do you have any other key takeaways for people that want to lead change and not just manage technology?
Yes. So that being a change agent, funny going through bio, right? When I first got to my weed out classes in college in management information systems, I first heard the term change agent and I went, oh, there's a name for people like me, right? Because I thrive on that. Now, I try to practice what I preach also, right? Because I am a human being and change is hard for all of us. But I think technology leaders have a lot of experience with introducing change and really being able to help an organization through that organizational change management, right? Anticipating, why do we need to change? What is the benefit? What is the people side? You need to be worried about the people. The technology is always the easiest part of anything you're doing. The people is where it gets messy. As a leader, understanding that, paying attention to it, making it more important than the technology pieces is critical. And then paying attention to the culture of your organization and being a change agent on the culture side as well. You need to demonstrate how you're collaborative, how you work with the different areas, how you understand all those pieces, parts. You need to ask for input as well as sharing input. Doing that, I think, is the game changer for all leaders, but for technology leaders especially. You can write the most beautiful code that works exquisitely, but if that's not the way the business operates and you didn't even talk to them about what they're trying to do and you just gave them what you know they need, you're going to have a failed project and very upset users and you've wasted time, money, and effort. So it's critical to understand what we're doing and why we're doing it, then bring the beautiful technology to do that.
So April, why would an agency call Rollins to help them? There are a lot of different consultants out there in this area. What differentiates Rollins?
Sure. So to me, why they would call is, do we have the technical expertise? Yes, right? From my perspective, besides me, our team has experts deep in all those different functional areas of a Department of Transportation. Not only is it the experience and the knowledge, it's having been there, done that, worked in those positions, faced similar challenges, had success, or had stories like, hey, this didn't work. Here's why. If I had it up to do over again. So you've got that practical applied experience to go there. From a technology perspective, I've been able to help clients write their technology strategic plans. And so looking at your agency's priorities, what are you wanting to accomplish? Pulling that together, working with them, right? It's their plan. When I bring it internally, say I've written this beautiful plan with my client and we're happy with it. We're two technology people that are just loving this technology strategic plan. I take it internally to have it reviewed by a bunch of engineers. And they will ask me questions like, what does that mean? Why would you want to do that? And that's my first clue that maybe I didn't use language that is understandable by the customers and peers that my client is going to be presenting this to.
Yeah.
So to me, that is huge, right? So yes, we bring all of that technical expertise and can help you get down into whatever you need to do to help you succeed, to help you meet your goals, address any issues you have. But then we also have that perspective of the full range of viewpoints within a Department of Transportation to really bounce those things. Did it make sense outside of the technology person's brain? And I do the same thing for the engineering side, right? They bring it to me and they're like, does this make sense when you read it? Because that's important. So that's one of the reasons.
Within Rollins Infrastructure Consult, you guys have a deep bench of people with state DOT experience. And that ranges from large DOTs to small DOTs to urban DOTs to rural DOTs. The company has the gambit of those types of DOTs covered, and you're able to right size the solution or the fit for the client.
It is very customizable to what you need as a DOT, right? I had someone say one time, if you've seen one DOT, you've seen one DOT, right? We have a lot of things in common. We deal with a lot of similar things, but how your state, your agency, your culture addresses that is different. Which is what makes it so much fun to be part of the transportation family and industry. It feels like a small group. Having that common understanding of issues and risk and what you're trying to accomplish, but then customized to here's how I have to do it, or here are the concerns or the limitations or the risks that I have in my state, in my agency. Let's bring all that experience to bear to address it in the way you need to address it for you to be successful, because it's your strategy, your plan, your business process that you're wanting to improve. We just want to bring everything we have to help you be successful. We become very involved and have ownership of you being successful with what you're trying to accomplish. That's what we're here for. We're here to help you be successful and bring everything we have in our toolbox to help you do that.
Is there any other issue that you want to make sure that we cover before we conclude?
Yeah. One of the things we've talked a lot about technology, but we haven't specifically talked about data. When you think about transportation, you'll see even on our own website about asset management and how important that is. Data is huge in the fact that it is an asset and that it enables asset management and all of these functions. So you will hear a lot that as priorities or goals or objectives, we want to be a data-driven agency, right? We want data-driven decision-making because you want to have more than just your gut. You want to have those numbers and data to back that up. We all use these terms like data governance, data management, data-driven, the practical application of that is hard. The sound bite is great and everybody gets it, right? It just makes sense that we want to make good decisions based on data. The not so fun truth is DOTs have tons and tons of data. Data quality depends. Data literacy depends. You can have pockets of excellence. You can have great areas where it works. And then you can have some areas where you did it once really well, but you can't do it again, or it's not sustainable, or it was very expensive to do it to the perfection level that you picked. I've had the privilege of being named chair of the TRB AED 30 Information Systems and Technology Committee. And we're currently working on workshop topics for next year from a technology leader's perspective that we need to talk to. Every time we do the poll, data management, data governance comes up in some way. And we're like, why is this still in the top five of priorities? The truth is, it's hard. It's kind of fuzzy. Like, what is data governance? What is data management? One of the things through my experience in doing data governance with the Florida Department of Transportation, helping other DOTs address data governance and doing real implementation plans, is getting to the point where you can say, okay, we want to have good data governance and good data management. Here are practical things that we do to get from point A to point B. And then you start using those examples to tell the story in your agency. You had to gather all this information and answer all these questions, and it seems like a whole lot of homework. Look what they were able to do when they had that right. And you want to talk about AI? Better have your data right, because that whole garbage in, garbage out still stands true today. It's just faster. Data is one of those foundational things. It impacts every part of a DOT. And having that overall enterprise perspective of what we can do as an agency to have data governance and to manage our data allows us to implement those technologies and strategies to get to where we want to go. I would be remiss if I didn't talk about data, because it's hugely important.
Okay. So I have one last question, and that's this. April, what do you like to do for fun?
I like to talk about technology and transportation. I really do like to talk about that. But outside of work, I am a family girl. I like to spend time with my children, my parents, my sister, my grandbabies. The more, the merrier. When my kitchen is full and kids are screaming and running around the house and in and out of doors, I'm at my absolute happiest. So that is truly what I do for fun.
For those of you that are listening, if you found this conversation helpful, share it with your team and follow the Rollins Way podcast for more insights from leaders at the forefront of transportation infrastructure and technology. Until next time, keep leading with purpose.
Thank you for tuning in to the Rollins Way. Remember, this podcast is for you, our incredible team. So if you have ideas or stories to share, let us know. Until next time, keep striving for excellence and delivering unmatched value.